Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie, and guess who I'm with? Besides Bueller's ass behind me eating a toy, it's Ben!
Oh, I just made an entrance.
Yes, a real life Ben in my house. I can't believe it.
Real life. This is very important. This is an episode that's on Crappens on Demand, and if you are not watching Crappens on Demand, you missed my very dramatic entrance onto the screen because I hid off camera for it.
Yeah, it was very surprising. No one saw it coming with a big empty chair next to me.
And another microphone.
Oh, everybody, welcome to the show. We are in Texas this week to finish up our Hunky Dory tour. I live here, but Ben is visiting because we're in Austin tomorrow at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, and then we're in Houston, and then we're in Dallas, okay? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Go get your tickets for the live shows, okay? WatchItCrappens.com. It's also where you get tour merch. But today, we're here to talk about Top Chef.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be... I cannot believe we're at the end of our tour. This is our final three stops.
Look at me through here. I just look so thin. Look how I look like this, and then look how I look like this.
I was trying to have an in-person moment. I was having to have like a genuine... Okay, I'm going to look at you through the webcam. I am really... I'm really excited for our grand finale all this week. As you mentioned, we are doing our big shows here in Texas. And Top Chef, I'm also excited because this episode was hilarious.
Yes, this was definitely a classic. Top Chef has really been killing it this season.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of kills it every season. And then we say that, and then it becomes that part of the season where everybody's gone except like Brooke, you know, like on Brooke season where they're like, so Brooke, how you feeling? And she's like, I like double buns in my hair. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Yeah. I'm trying to work on my Brooke voice because it's sort of bubbly, right? She's like, hi, chefs. Today, you'll be picking out ingredients from Whole Foods. I'm Brooke.
Yeah. Get me my coffee.
That's what everyone says about Brooke. She's just bubbly. You know Brooke.
No, her voice has a bubble. I'm not saying she's bubbly.
Oh, I see. Like,
because her voice has a bubble like that a little bit. Oh. I'm Brooke.
This
is gonna be a crazy recap because we're basically like two little kids hanging out together looking at ourselves on TV. We're like, whoa,
it is weird having you next to me.
It's so weird.
So here we are, it's Jurassic Park. Previously, the Crocs industry wins another prize because Ashley got kicked off, and I swear to God, I've never seen them show so many shots of one person's Crocs before. Can we leave Ashley alone? I know she hasn't changed her blouse the whole season, but she deserves more than just the Croc shots over and over again. Leave the woman alone, all right?
Previously, please welcome back Ashley. She just left. Honestly, don't even clap. It's like she wasn't even gone. Remember that last week? She just left.
Hi, Ashley. We leave the light on for you. We're like Motel 6. Unfortunately, the light's on in the Motel 6. Get out again, Ashley. Bye, stupid.
And then we see Gail saying, it needed salt. It needed acidity. It needed brightness. Okay, Gail, calm down. Enough about... stop telling us about your Yelp review for Dress Barn.
9 chefs remain. At stake, a feature in Food and Wine, an appearance at the Food and Wine Classic.
I like that they make Food and Wine Classic not like even really a prize they're willing to commit to. They're like, we're giving you $5 extra this season. So you're just going to be able to walk into the Food and Wine Classic and then leave, you embarrassment. Leave.
I still reminisce for the days whenever they say food and, you know, feature in Food and Wine magazine, they always show the current cover. And there was that one season where like for like 6 weeks the cover was something like lasagna every day. whatever. It was like this big thing of lasagna.
Or it's just like a hamburger. Fuck you, Food and Wine, okay? You're the snottiest ass magazine. Do not try and make a hamburger so fancy. Look what happened to the hamburger industry, okay? You go to places now, they charge you $20 for a fucking hamburger, okay? You did this, Food and Wine. I blame people like Food and Wine for that. You know, it's like hamburgers, but less accessible.
I learned it by watching you. Okay. So now we're back to the main episode. Okay. And now we're in the stew room and Luke, aka Noma, is very sad. And he's like, I have a lot of confidence issues. Like, I was a sous chef at Noma before I left. And I haven't had a job since. I'm like, well, no shitting. Because you probably were hired to work at Yogurtland and tried to force a seaweed flavor on the poor people of Peoria, Illinois.
Why does this say brownie topping? It's seaweed. That's just how we do it. That's how we do it at Noma.
So, welcome to Yogurtland. We've changed things up. We don't have Kit Kats anymore, but we do have seaweed and miso and mushrooms.
Yeah, he's like, I was a sous chef and I haven't had a job because, like, I just wanted to take a few months off and then, like, COVID hit. Okay, you know what I'm sick of? Fucking COVID, okay? And I'm not going to say I'm sick of COVID excuses because I think we're still in the time that people are allowed, right?
Of course.
To use COVID excuses.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think they're excuses at this point, so I don't want to say, like, so shut up, COVID excuse. But in general, I'm just sick of COVID. How many COVIDs are we going to have now? There's COVID. There's a new COVID. It's like beta 3. What is it?
COVID Dominion.
COVID B3. I'm like, what are we playing? Bingo? Like, we're out of COVID things, so now we've got a COVID fucking B3.
You should just be happy that Luke wasn't like, well, I haven't had a job since, but then I was about to get a job, but you know, supply chain issues.
Supply chain, that's the other one.
So,
but also, it's not like I'm sick of people complaining. I'm literally sick of the issues, okay? I saw the new COVID on the news. I just got so infuriated. I was like, enough COVID, you're over. Like, how many times do we have to tell you we're fucking over it? Go away, COVID, okay? Like we did with the Spanish flu. It's humanity. People said, Spanish flu? We're over it.
Get
and Spanish flu was like
my body. So Luke, I'm just gonna pivot away from the COVID rant. So Luke,
no, is there anyone for COVID? Like, is anyone sitting at home like, I totally disagree. I'm not sick of COVID at all. Fuck Ronnie. I'm bringing Ronnie down.
I'll tell you what I'm over. QR codes. That's why Ronnie and I have dressed like a barcode tonight.
We are ridiculous.
We are both dressed.
That we showed up wearing
tonight.
Both horizontal
so
stripes.
So Luke goes, you know, when you work at a restaurant like Noma, everyone expects you to know how to do everything. Like, I don't know. Salt things properly. Like, how am I supposed to do that?
Luke, we don't expect you to know how to do everything, but we do expect you to know how to do something. I mean, can you do something? What have you done? How are you here? How are you even here still?
I'm still mad at the crepe yarmulke he put onto one of those quick fire things. What was the, what was it? Was that the queso? He put like a little yarmulke on it, like a food yarmulke. And I'm still mad at it on the queso.
You know what's so weird? He put a yarmulke on it, and he feels like a Passover. I mean, it's just weird.
Wow, 'tis the season.
So Padma is really in her mood to show that she's, like, fun Padma this yes. season. She's like, remember when I had bangs just in the opening, though? Well, she's like, but today I'm going to say hello twice again, because that really shows that I'm fun. Hello, hello.
I say one hello for each bang that's missing. Hello, hello. Where are my bangs? Well, I hit them with the Afikoman. Happy Passover.
Houston's own Apoya Musso and Kwame, he used to date someone no one remembers on Bravo. Probably haven't gotten cookies from her yet, but whatever. Who cares? Her sister's better. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yes, it's Ope Amuso and James Beard Award winner and Top Chef All-Star loser, Kwame. He didn't win. He didn't even make the finals. Isn't that hilarious?
But we love his outfits. His outfits are bold. So she's like, Houston is one of Houston's largest Nigerian populations in Houston. So let's celebrate that, Houston.
So, so this the guest chef is named Ope, and I think it was Ope. I think it's pronounced Ope. So, and then, of course, he does the thing which every chef apparently is doing this season. is that Evelyn over there? Hi, Evelyn. Hi. She's like, I just know everyone. It's a small city.
God, Evelyn is really very social. Like, how many chefs really know each other in real life? Anybody who knows a chef in real life knows those fuckers don't do anything but work, smoke, curse, drink, and go to sleep. They don't, like, I don't see chefs like, want to hang? Let's hang out, buddy. They don't do that. They don't have time.
I think that Evelyn gets coffee for people. I think she goes on Starbucks runs. She's like, hey, so anyone, I'm going to be getting some coffee. Anyone want some coffee? So that's why everyone knows her, because she's always the one that's getting everyone coffee, which is funny because they're in a restaurant.
She really knows everybody. It's crazy. So Opway is like, well, listen, couldn't let you come to Houston without trying out some swallows. And poor Luke is like, if it means I'll work again, I'll do it. Unzip it. Zip it, I'll be there.
So swallow is a starch that is cooked until very, very tender, and then you break off a piece and dip it into whatever soup or stew you have. And Padma goes, but chefs, before you try anything, let's draw knives and throw them all at Gale.
Luke is like literally drawing a knife. He's like, if I can work again.
Oh, Luke, your knife looks like a piece of seaweed. You can't even do that right.
Take one of these three swallows to compliment with a dish. It's how we compliment Gale, after all. She pushed the right button in the elevator the other day, and I gave her spaghetti with Tootsie Rolls on top, just how she likes it.
You know, the other day, Gale said that she had a delicious swallow, but turns out she meant the bird. She caught it with her mouth. More like a biter, if you ask me.
So,
swallows, bites, am I right? I like to compliment my swallows dish with a only if you're rich and you're willing to marry me dish.
So the team, everyone gets split into three teams, and each team is like based off of a different swallow. So there's Ian, Amala, and Iba.
Yes, and there's like a seafood okra is one of their example dishes. Why would you do this to Tom? Now, you know when Tom says, I hate okra. Oh, okra is disgusting. It's so slimy and gross. Gotta hate okra. Okra is disgusting. Okra is almost as disappointing as my son. But then you see this stew. Man, okra really does get slimy. I've never... That was like
the kid stuff.
Yes, that was... Yes, what is that?
Well, my slime. Niece,
yeah, slime. Yeah, slime. Or like the gel that you used to get from the dollar store back when I had hair, like a big tub of gel.
Yeah, I bet it was delicious. I bet it was really fun to eat. So then they're looking at all these, also lots of different like African spices and Nigerian spices, I should say. And there's like alligator peppers, and Kwame goes, oh yeah, these alligator peppers, which are actually grains of paradise. And Pamela goes, grains of paradise are so hard to find. Does anyone want to come over? I've got tons of them. Oh, you couldn't find any yourself. Sorry.
Every time I go to Gale's, I say, hey, Gale's, grain to paradise? No, didn't think so.
I had to tell Gale that she had actually just purchased marshmallows of paradise, which is merely something you get at the dollar store.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hello, good friend Ali Wong. Oh, ha ha, ha ha ha. Oh, yes, I would love to come over for some grains of paradise. Sounds great. See you soon, dear friend Ali Wong.
Oh, my God. Hold on, I'm getting a call. Hold on. Oh, it's my dear friend Lena Waithe. Hi, Lena. Oh, my God. Yes, I do remember your wedding. Oh, the best part was when you drove away and we just threw tons of grains of paradise at your car. Because I had so many I could throw them at pigeons for crying out loud. Anyway, good to hear from you. Bye.
Watching that car drive away when after I spray painted on the back, just swallowed.
What a wedding.
Talk about a grain of paradise, am I right?
So she goes, it's so hard to find. Like little peppercorns.
Get a little fucking peppercorn. Those are easy to find. Why is everything on this show so difficult? But then things like okra that's... Okay, I can't. I'm getting mad about okra now.
Then there's a spice or something, an ingredient called Obanu. And Kwame's like, oh, so with this thing, once water is added to this, it'll start to slime. Oh, yeah, like Gale in the steam room.
So, Ashley's making something called...
Wait, no. I have to say one other thing that was funny is that they're all trying these things, and then Padma just goes, okay, well, I think you've had enough time to sample. Your time starts now. It's like, what? I've had enough.
Oh, so this is the part where they just start. I just start writing a bunch of food things. Zucchini wiki, stewed greens. Ashley spent a year in East Africa, and she remembers a dish that reminded her of home. And I was like, Wonder Bread? Was it a Little Debbie brownie in a package? Please say it was that so we could bond over that.
And then Evelyn's like, you know, it's funny, this food, because there's a lot of similarities with Southeast Asian food. I mean, there's ginger, there's garlic. I'm like, wow, Evelyn, you really... those similarities are just going to blow me away.
Evelyn is my favorite. Like, I want Evelyn to win. I've wanted her to win from the beginning. But Evelyn is pulling kind of a Luke in this episode. She's like, wow, this is so similar to the food that I already cook. I'm like,
Ginger, garlic, salt, pepper. It's amazing.
So Jackson is like, wow, big dumb Jackson. He's like, it was crazy being able to experience a different cuisine. Never had that. But gosh, it's frustrating to have these opportunities when I can't taste anything. Liar. You fucking liar about you're not tasting. You're officially lying. I don't believe you.
You have 5 minutes, during which time I'm going to store 7 more grains of paradise. Bye.
Luke's like, this is all new to me. Yep. What else is fucking new, Luke?
Okay. Also salt. Salt is new to him. And pepper and seasoning.
You have 5 minutes and I'm still in go-go boots.
I'm going to walk very slowly over to this gel pad. And if neither of you have given me 1 grain of paradise, you're automatically fired from the competition.
Time's up. Hands up. All right, every chef that drew the ire, please come up. Please come up now.
So Jackson's like, I did some snapper over to tomato sauce and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's... What? You did some snapper over tomato sauce? How are you guys letting them get away with this shit?
And then Luke did chicken thighs with a fungal leaf with dry crayfish. It's weird for me to say cray instead of craw. Fish broth. And I was like, wait a second, but where's the seaweed? This is a little off-brand for him.
Well, he did find a way to use something fungal in it.
Yeah.
It's a fungal. A fungal leaf or fungal beef?
I think it was called a funga leaf.
Oh, a funga leaf. Yeah, I'm ignorant. I'm literally ignorant. I don't know any of this food. So it's literal ignorance. I apologize. So Luke does that stuff. Okay, so then Buddha's like, I made shrimp and guinea fowl. It was delightful. I made it into a bread pudding with chicken snot and eyeballs from a duck. It's like, delicious, Buddha. Buddha likes to make weird shit. And then Kwame's like, this sounds peanut. Good to me. He's like, this peanut, it's really speaking to us.
Everyone who drew Iba and is not famous, please walk forward.
I hope you guys get to meet Gail in this round, because Gail is literally the only person that peanuts won't speak to. They did speak to me one time when I was around Gail, though. They said, help. Send help.
It's so funny. I never thought when you read Sunday Funnies that they could actually see us, but you really should have seen the fear in Snoopy's eyes when Gail looked at him. Oh, you were talking about that kind of peanuts, right?
So let's see. So the next round is Nick, Ashley, and Tamar. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nick does an okra stew with chicken thighs and crab, and then Ashley does sukuma wiki with grilled shrimp, and then Tamar does a scotch bonnet and shrimp stew with diced pineapple.
Scotch bonnets are just so snottily named, aren't they? It's like an old drunk, but like, I'm wearing a bonnet, so you have to be nice to me. I'm in a bonnet.
Well, it's better than Gail, who has a Cheese Whiz bonnet. Poor thing. Has to wash it out every night. Sometimes she just forgets.
So, let's see. They judge, and Kwame is... definitely inspired, you guys. Kwame is inspired. And Padma's like, well, a couple of them weren't successful as the next, which were all less successful than Ali Wong. You can watch on Netflix in her special. I mean, I've already seen it. You know, the screener and everything.
I would say that if you had to rank these on a scale of dry pebbles on a gravel driveway up to grain of paradise... these would all be solidly asphalt.
Wow, I'm hoping for at least a mediocre small peppercorn.
Nick, Your stew was too sweet. Wait, which one's Nick again? Why am I blanking on which one's Nick?
Nick's the guy from the state that he likes to make the shapes
of. Oh, Nick. Nick, your stew was too sweet, and I didn't understand why it was the shape of Mississippi. I've never seen a stew do that. Then I realized you just served me a piece of meat.
You know, I wasn't until Nick came on this show that I really realized how many things are shaped like Mississippi. You know, I mean, just in the hotel room, the bar of soap that Gail took a bite of when I told her it was a Snickers bar, I mean, looks just like Mississippi. It's crazy, Nick.
Also, the addition of tamarind was fantastic, but you really need to cook it out. Also, be more famous and have access to more greens of paradise. Thank you.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And the main guy is like, and the winner is Chuku. You understood. What does Chuku mean? I made it bold,
like
so I would look
it up. I
think
it's like a nickname. I think it's like a nickname, like brother or something like that. Like, why don't you say Chuku, like Nigerian.
What does Chuku mean?
Nigerian, say Nigerian Chuku. We interrupt this podcast at Google.
It means just.
I apologize to all the Nigerians who are listening, who are like, please let these people stop trying to explain.
Well, I'm not trying to explain. I just want to know what it means. Is it like cutie? You know, is it like, hey, you understood me, cutie, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. It's something like, not cutie. I don't think it means cutie. I'm assuming it means like brother, pal.
Because like in Spanish, que chulo is cute. You know, I just want to know what it means so I can start walking around saying, oh my God, Chuku. And not make a total ass of myself, you know? So anyway, she's like, congratulations, you have immunity, Buddha. Bye, unfamous chefs. Okay, Kwame, another unfamous person, go. You've had your time on my gel mat. Go away now.
It's just my favorite when we watch her every week shoo people off the show. Okay. It was wonderful seeing you, Nini and Noonie. I'll call you Noonie, blonde girl. Nini and Noonie, it's great seeing you. Now get out of here.
Bye, Chuknot.
Listen, we rent that gel pad by the hour, okay? So get walking.
Okay, chefs, we're almost halfway through. If you want to win, you're going to have to... Luke's like, swallow? No, Luke, get over it, all right? Move on.
You're going to have to dominate like Gail at a jegging sale.
And then it gets dark and roary and scary.
Except on Padma. The light stays on Padma.
Yeah. It's like, excuse me, I don't care what they had in the Jurassic times. I'm keeping my gel mat in the spotlight and my go-go boots stay.
Nature finds a way, and so do I. So it gets dark and you're like... Does someone have a Snickers for Gail? Oh, this is part of the Jurassic Park segment. I apologize.
So we've also got some other unfamous people that you probably don't even remember. Joe Flim Flam from Top Chef Whatever Denver. Denver, whatever that state was. Who even knows?
Please welcome Top Chef Colorado winner and apparently Boy Scout of America leader, Joe Flam. Why are you dressed like that?
Wow, Joe, that's one of your creepiest outfits.
Thank you for wearing a kerchief.
Wow, Joe got off the bus to come in here and there's already protests outside. So she's like, who remembers the first Jurassic Park movie? And I was like, oh God, here's the part where I just start feeling how low my boobs have gotten. Because everybody's like, well, I remember being born when Jurassic Park 3 came out.
Who here remembers what they wore to their very first Jurassic Park world premiere? Anyone? Who else? No, none of you guys went to the red carpet for Jurassic Park? No.
Well, in the new upcoming film, Dominion, worlds will collide. The dinosaurs are now everywhere amongst the humans. Okay, is one person in Jurassic Park capable of doing anything? I feel like Jurassic Park, it's like, what, the 10th movie or something? And Jurassic Park is always just run by Luke. It's like, what's your reason, sir? What's your reason that no one can figure out how to stop the dinosaurs? How many movies do you need?
Do we need to have a dinosaur version of COVID-19? I don't think so. Guess what? First, the dinosaurs got into Italy. Then, they came to the U.S. first in New York.
The B3-asaurus.
We put on masks.
So,
They're ruling the earth by air, sea, and land. And that's how you're going to rule the kitchen. Now, here's a special message from Chris Pratt and Bryce Howard, who are too famous to actually be here with you. They also both have red hair today. Hi, Bryce and Chris. I have go-go boots on. I don't know if you can see them.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to talk to this pre-recorded video as if they're my live in-person friends, because it's pretty much the way the conversation would go. Okay.
And Evelyn's like, Top Chef just keeps stretching your imagination. And your jeans, am I right, Gail? Dude, would you get out of my diary room, Padma?
Sorry.
This, by the way, this tie-in is so Looney Tunes. This is like weak. This air. So Chris Pratt goes, hello, chefs. Hi. Sorry, I'm still talking like we're friends. We are.
Sorry I haven't called you back, Chris.
Congratulations on surviving the competition so far. I'm only the host, Chris. Don't worry. We're thrilled you'll be using our new movie, Jurassic World Dominion, as your inspiration for the next elimination challenge. It's like no Jurassic film you've seen before. Oh, does Gail get eaten in the first 5 minutes?
Please just tell me they eat Katie Lee Joel. Please. It's like you know you win, but you still want to see somebody ripped limb from limb. Thanks, Katie Lee.
Okay, now let's listen to Lucille Ball over there. So then Bryce Dallas Howard is like...
Hi, shit pie. Anything to say?
Okay, now everyone be quiet. Tori Amos has something to say.
Bryce Dallas Howard is such a good actor, but God, after The Help, I'm like, what a fucking monster. Does anybody even like her? Like, I don't think anybody would even admit to liking her because she was so good in that movie as an evil, evil, horrible human being.
All right, chefs, for today's quick fire challenge, we're giving you the three words, Bryce Dallas Howard, and you have to figure out which is the first name. It's not Howard.
One of them is a city in Colorado, I can tell you that much.
One of them is a city in Texas. I can tell you that much also.
I meant Dallas.
Well, one of them's a canyon. How about that? Bryce.
So one of them is a hotel. It's the first half of a hotel name that Gail's not let into anymore because she demanded more Snickers bars and the ice machine.
Talk about Howard's End.
So they pick different dinosaurs that they have to base a meal off of. Now, this really is Joe Flim Flammy. Okay,
this is the most ridiculous challenge. One of the most ridiculous challenges they've ever had on this show, and I loved every second of it. So
Bryce goes, you'll be given a dinosaur whose lifestyle should be showcased in their lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
The dinosaur's lifestyle.
It's going to be like, hey, AD, welcome. I just want to show you my new house. So over here, I really wanted a kitchen island because I just love to cook. And over here, this is where I eat brontosauruses.
Wow, a whole dish made out of macrame? Well, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rex are really... This one had a really odd lifestyle choice. We support it.
So, wow. Bryce Dallas Howard says, the judges will be joined at the dinner table by our brilliant co-star... What was her name, Chris? DeWanda something. And so Chris... And then
DeWanda's Chris, less famous than the redheads over there, so she'll actually be here today.
And then Chris Pratt goes, oh man, I'm so jealous. DeWanda's more than happy to eat all your fancy food while we're eating stale chips in the green room. Wish I could be there. I'm like, Chris Pratt, you could be there if you wanted to. Don't act like you're stuck there.
Yeah, Chris Pratt really comes off as a snotty dirtbag. Does he do?
Well, it's just so insincere. Oh, shucks. Wish I could be there instead of in this green room.
Yeah. So they it's a team challenge show. Enjoy those lifestyles of the dinosaurs and dinosauruses. So, let's see. So then
out of nowhere. So this is where Evelyn said, like, you know, if there's one thing that Top Chef does, it keeps stretching your imagination. And then we just see the kitchen, and out of nowhere, a dinosaur appears and just like rips the screen apart. But it doesn't go to commercial. It just cuts to the next shot. I was like, did a dinosaur just attack the screen and then go away?
The dinosaur was like, I just want to take a few months off. And then it turned into years, and I haven't done any.
Okay, not you, Lucasaurus. All right?
So they have to do a three-course meal. So each team has to do a three-course meal. One person does each course. Courses go up against each other. And then I played Powderpuff football. Move up 10 yards, back two, up 2 centimeters, throw a ball in the air, kick it with your foot, then ice skate around in a circle.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a phone call from my dear friend... Tom Brady. Hi, Tom. It's Padma. Oh, my God. I play football, too. See you out there.
So, I mean, eat that loud. Speaking eat that of, more loudly, Bueller.
Speaking of Dominion. I hate that. By the way, I hate that this movie is called Dominion.
Bueller's giving dinosaur sound effects back there. He's like...
Get it, Bueller.
Don't you feel like it should be called Jurassic Park Domination, not Jurassic Park Dominion?
I don't know.
I mean, a dominion's like the king's dominion, but a domination, it feels like that's what the dinosaurs are doing to us if they've taken over
our dominion.
Land, sea, and all the layers of Atlante gelato.
It's all their dominion. We can't just call it Jurassic Park, even dumber than the last two.
It's barely tolerable, let's face it. I go to every one of those movies, and every time I'm like, really?
Hey, wait, what time does Take a Seat start for us in this time zone?
Mine, 19 minutes.
Oh, geez, okay.
And then Padma wins everything. Bye, everybody.
I guess we didn't think that through. It's a lot.
Was thinking we had another hour because I was thinking East Coast, but we're not in East Coast time.
Oh, no, we're Central.
Well, that's fine. We're going to make it work no matter what.
And then everybody loses. Bye, dummies. You're all as unemployed as Luke now. So let's see.
So now we learn about the dinosaurs. Okay, so we have Nick, Damar, and Buddha, and they are the Mosasaurus. And the Mosasaurus' lifestyle... Joe tells them, oh, the Mosasaurus, it can swallow a great white shark whole. Oh, big deal. How about 5 of them whole, right, Gail?
You know what? Take as many sharks as you want. Have you seen Gail pound down a foot long from Subway? It's something else.
It's like a reverse Pez dispenser.
So then we have Eve, Ashley, and Joe, who've got the Quetzalcoatlus.
I don't even believe the dinosaur. Like, at this point, I feel like everyone on Top Chef is just bullshitting me. Like, why are you coming up with this? You give somebody what's the one they give? Not the T-Rex. Would they give them the little...
Well, there's the Velociraptor.
Yes, they give them one famous one, and then a Mosasaurus, like...
And Quetzalcoatlus. Yeah. Quiznos. So then, and this, by the way, was first discovered right here in Texas. That's why all its fossils have cowboy hats.
Yeah, what is that? This dinosaur is from Texas. There wasn't a Texas when there were dinosaurs. It's not discovered in Texas. Texas just tries to claim the biggest everything, okay? Look, I've even got the biggest. Look at Ben's sad little water. Look at this is the biggest. This is Texas water.
This is Texas water, too, by the way, because we're both in Texas. And this just came from your town.
Well, it came out of the biggest water filter that's ever been put in a tap.
And then Jackson, Luke, and Jay, they have a Velociraptor. Its bite is as ferocious as a spotted hyena.
Who here remembers the first? Just kidding. I'm just going to make it 5 hours long on purpose.
I mean, I think we're just going to have to split. We'll just have to record this. We'll just have to split, pause it, and we'll put them all together.
Okay. So, Jackson. Okay, so Jackson with his light strings, the way he strings everything into an excuse to do a dish. He's like, well, Nick does Southern style, and Evelyn lives here in Texas, so the Velociraptor. And Evelyn goes, I'm going to do pork loin. What? How does that make any damn sense? I mean, Jackson's just gonna make a chocolate cake, but he's like, I'm gonna make it really bloody looking.
I know. Oh, we should mention that the challenge, we haven't even talked about what the actual challenge is. Each team is responsible for making a three-course progressive meal featuring dishes inspired by these jaw-dropping dinosaurs. And like I always tell the makeup artists whenever Gail and Nilu are sitting in their chairs, I can't wait to see how you bring these dinosaurs to life.
So they start all trying to decide on their dishes, and Damar is like, well, the Mosasaurus, whatever his is, he's like, this is Mongolian, I think. And Luke's like, I'm gonna do broccoli and beef. What? They need somebody from the show. They need Tom or somebody standing there going, broccoli and beef. Bye.
The Mongolian. He's going to do the Mongolian barbecue or Mongolian beef. Either way, he just never says it's
gonna
be bad.
He just says it's going to be broccoli and beef. Damar says that he wants to do the Mongolian beef.
Also,
right?
Who calls it broccoli and beef? It's beef and broccoli, okay? Also, by the way, now, as much as we love Evelyn, this struck me as odd because she got the flying dinosaur, the Quetzalcoatl, and she's like, for my flying dinosaur, I'm going to do pork loin.
Yeah, that's weird. Pork loin. I'm not really sure where that came from.
I mean, if she did a joke about, like, because this is something when pigs fly, that would be funny. But I was just like, did you already say that? Did I repeat what you said? Sorry.
Yeah, not the pigs fly part, but yeah, the pork loin. It's weird. Sorry. We ate this dinner with the Caesar salad with, so it was like a whole sea of anchovies. And I just smelled it again on myself. It's terrible. So, yeah, broccoli and beef. Okay. So then Jackson's like, well, you know, that pork loin, it should be from it should be something that flies that you cook, like my chocolate cake.
Flying cake. Actually, a lot of them are just going so haywire. So then Joe has... Like she's got the flying one too. This dinosaur is the largest like flying animal of all time. Animal, reptile, whatever you call it. The largest flying thing. So what does Joe do to personify it? She's like, I'm gonna do a quail. I mean, Joe, like why do you do like the most petite little bird?
She's like, I'm doing a baby chick straight out of the shell.
I mean, she's like, I'm doing a hummingbird. And then she goes, well, I want to take the quail and stuff it with a conglomeration of a lot of different ingredients because it eats everything. It's like...
Yeah, it eats everything.
Why don't you take a big bird and stuff it with lots of things in there rather than a little bird with little nuts and seeds?
You know, she learns. So Jay's like, what the fuck? I don't fucking know. Fuck this challenge. I love Jay. Jay's like, I don't fucking know what to do. A dinosaur challenge? What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, she's not into it. So then they go...
Joe, the one who just decided to stuff a bird with everything she sees because that's what the bird eats, goes, it's an inspiration challenge. You don't have to be literal.
I literally wrote down my notes, like quail for the largest flying animal. Yes, you've proven that you're not literal by choosing the teeny tiny bird to represent the largest animal flying thing of all time.
You literally just proved how not literal you are. So they go to Whole Foods, of course, and...
Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just like they walked into Whole Foods, and then Ashley goes, hey, chicken wings, as if, like, has she never seen chicken wings in a supermarket before?
And how do you walk into Whole Foods, and that's the first thing you see? That's not the first thing. I mean, even in Texas, you don't see chicken wings first. They make you walk through all the green shit.
Yeah, I just liked how surprised she was by
that.
And
their $12 guacamole. My God. I bought it. I was like, this is going to be like Coke. This is guacamole. Okay, Whole Foods, who are you trying to kid? And it browns faster. Give me my preservatives, please,
yes,
my guac.
Yes, you need the preservatives.
So Ashley's like, yeah, I'm inspired because of ingredients I'm seeing, like these chicken wings. Yeah, I'm so creative. So at least she knows, you know?
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Let's see, Nick's going to do a crab croquette, and Jay wants to do lamb two ways. And she's like, this is a very aggressive dinosaur, so I'm really nervous because Buddha has immunity. So if we're at the bottom, it's either me or Joe going home. What am I gonna do? I know. 37 things. I'm gonna do 37 things.
Well, I also, by the way, I still don't understand Nick's crab croquette. So he has the Mosasaurus, and they, by the way, they keep showing the same footage over and over again. This dinosaur comes out of the ocean in the movie and is like, ooh, and like eats this giant cage. Yeah. And he's like, you know what? To capture the spirit of this behemoth monster that can eat a great white shark whole, I'm going to make a crab croquette. It's like, I'm going to do something that's like bite-sized.
I guess you could put the whole thing in your mouth like the cage. I don't know. But listen, on Jurassic Park 18, we saw that thing come out of the water and eat the nanny. Remember?
Yes.
That was like our favorite scene of that one. So I say cook a nanny.
Cooking nanny bird.
Yeah, a nanny named Annie. I don't care. Cook one. So yes. Museum of Natural Science and Dinosaurs. So Jackson's like, look at that dinosaur. That looks like me when I wake up. But its nose doesn't work. I mean.
I'm like, I'm not. So, yeah, they're basically cooking at Cynthia and Peter's wedding destination under lots of bones.
Yes. Bravo just like whipped out the old set.
So Buddha is going to be cooking with alligator, which I appreciate that because at least he's cooking with something that looks like a dinosaur, you know? So so his team is going to do like a smoked alligator followed by that fucking quail, followed by Jay's lamb duo. Also, again, if you have a velociraptor, why are you going to cook something that is the literal symbol of peacefulness, a lamb? Why are you doing lamb for a velociraptor?
I guess the velociraptor would eat the lamb, because they're saying it's the velociraptor's lifestyle. So it's like manicures and lamb, you know, my favorite things.
The velociraptor's like, it's not a lifestyle. I was born this way.
So let's see. Nick, yeah, Crab Coquette. Jax is doing a cacao cake, fudgy cacao cake, but he's going to make handprints that are like blood, so it looks like dinosaur prints. Like, wow, yeah. This is literally something we've seen 20 times on time. Every time they have a horror challenge, one person's like, I'm gonna make raspberry sauce and make a handprint. They're like, oh my god, that is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
I love when they do that. Like, I think I remember they had like a Snow White challenge a few years ago.
Yes,
and Paul did it, and it was so good. Also, I just want to say before we move on from her too much, so Joe, who got the call from home last week, we should also mention. So she is actually a Jurassic Park fan, and so she's added carrots to her dish. And the reason why is because there's a scene where they, like, in the original one, where they go back to eat a meal at Jurassic Park, and it's like a very sad 80s style meal with carrots on it. So that's why she's putting carrots on that as a why? Okay,
is that the dinosaur's lifestyle? Someone who liked Jurassic Park so much that they wanted a carrot salad.
Why do you want to like make this strange obscure reference to the dated carrots in the original movie? Don't put dated carrots in yours.
I'm gonna put corn on my dish because in the movie Laura Dern has blonde hair. And it's reminiscent of that. Like, Joe,
I hope there's nothing in the trunk of the BMW Series 5, because you're going to need to wave your ankle under it in about 5 minutes and get the fuck in there.
I'm okay. Just glad she did not draw any inspiration from the Triceratops poop of the original movie.
Yeah, no
just
kidding.
Say that.
Okay, so let's see. So Damar, everybody's cooking. Cooking, cooking, cooking. Yeah. Cook, cook, cook. And Luke, of course, is like, oh my god, I haven't used a pressure cooker in over 4 years. Luke.
Luke, that's not a pressure cooker. You're just wrapping everything in seaweed.
Luke, it's a can. You're putting foil on a can, Luke. Stop it.
Luke, it's a door. It's not a pressure cooker. You're just opening a door.
You know, and on this show, especially, I think more than any other show, this show usually has so much false bravado. You know, the chefs are like, I'm going to win. I'm taking it down, baby. I'm the best chef ever. I went to Cordon Bleu, and I've eaten at Gail Simmons' house. I'm winning. But this season, it's just like so, everyone's like, I'm so sad. Luke just being like, I'm never going to work again, and I don't know how to use a pressure cooker anymore.
Yeah, he's not really making a great resume for himself on this show. So now the judges walk in to the Jurassic Park music. It's like... It's like the music I always envision in my head when they walk in, but now it's actually playing on the show.
So let's go over to the dinosaur set. So Padma's like... looking at all the dinosaurs, and she's like, wow, go wait. Am I right, Gail?
I'm very excited to have you, DeWanda, with us. Welcome, whoever you are. I'm sure you're famous, so I'm just going to be nice to you now.
Who's your character, DeWanda? The
way she asks her, she's like, so who's your character? Who is she?
Who? Can we just make sure you're really supposed to be here at this ever?
Are you playing somebody famous? Is that what's happening in the movie?
Oh, are you an understudy for someone like David Chang or Meryl Streep?
Has your character ever worked for Jonathan Waxman?
So then DeWanda goes, oh, well, my character, she's like a black market dinosaur dealer. And Padma goes, oh, okay.
Padma disapproves. She's like, oh, great. Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, have you seen Nomadland? Is it like that?
I wouldn't hang out with your character, that's for sure.
Now, how long do you spend in the van driving around Jurassic Park to Jurassic Park? Mm. She just thinks it's all Nomadland. Okay, so the dinosaurs, now they work at the Amazon fulfillment facility, is that what it is?
And then Joe is so nice. How was Joe even on this show long enough to win? He is the nicest person. He's like, you know what? I like it. I like your job in the movie. Well, I mean, sounds like a great job for a movie character. Tell me about it, Nawanda. And Padma's like, gross, guy dressed like a Boy Scout.
Joe is like, I don't know if you saw it, he is like obsessed with Nawanda. Every time they cut to her, he's staring at her like this.
He loves her. And she is, she really is like a stunning beauty. Oh, yeah, and she's like gorgeous. Charming and stuff. And he's sitting right across from her. Yeah, and you're right. Every time they cut to her, he's like.
So then Padma goes, okay, well, cheers, everybody. And Gil goes, to Jurassic World. Shut up, Gil. I already said cheers. We know it's Jurassic World. Why the fuck do you think we're standing underneath some fossils? Not even working at the national parks like they should be.
So, it's time to pause. Pause!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hello. Welcome to part two of Top Chef.
And we're back.
We are back. Jackal of the week.
We took a break to record Take a Seat because we realized we were running out of time. So we took a break, we did that, and now we're even more deranged than before.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, nice relaxing time doing that. We're like,
basically ranting about Coachella and Mount Rushmore.
Billie Eilish, get some self-confidence. Okay, back to Top Chef, and here we are. So... this wasn't a break for you. Well, I guess it was a break, commercial break, but now that we're back, what just happened is the chefs all just finished cooking and now the judges are at the table and the table shakes, everybody's water shakes, and Fatima's like, Gail, just close the toilet seat. Come on, Gail, it's almost time for the first course.
Look how scared I am. Just kidding, that was acting. You may remember some of my acting jobs, like when I was in the background of Glitter, or when I was in 4 fake movies for a challenge last year to drive through.
Oh my God, I forgot about the drive through challenge. Padma,
I'm really going to stretch it on this. I'm like Meryl Streep on a gel mat, basically.
Oh God, my water's still vibrating. Wow, Gail. Just put the seat down slowly next time.
Gail's like, I'm right here. I'm not even in the bathroom. She's like, oh, was your stomach growling? What was that? Jeez. So the first round of food is served, and Kwame goes, this is beautiful food. And Padma says, looks lovely, actually. I was like...
Wait, I could do it better.
Did you have a problem with the way he said it was beautiful?
And it's the Mosasaurus section. It's the Mosasaurus serving. And so Padma's like, I forget whose it is. It's for Buddha. Buddha's comes with like a broth. And she goes, oh, so do I just pour this right in the middle? I don't understand. We should just put it on Gail's head.
How does cereal work, Captain Munch?
Wow, I'm amazed that this little vessel holding this broth is still alive after all of Gail's stomping. Did you see our water glasses?
So Buddha's, I thought, was beautiful. It was like these little beet dumpling things. Like, he used the beet as a really thin wrapper. I thought it was really cool. And it was smoked alligator. But, you know, like, we can't taste anything on the show. So I'm like, that's pretty. That should win.
And it was with alligator cream, too. It smoked alligator with alligator cream.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And caviar. You know, it was disturbing, but it was cool. So Padma's like, so have you ever cooked alligator? And he goes, crocodile. And she goes,
Wow. Mm. Have you ever wrestled an alligator? Okay, well, hop on Gail and see how that works out.
Sit next to Gail and coach one time.
Sit next to Gail and coach when they're handing out the Biscoff cookies. Talk about saving off a reptile.
So Jamar did took a fried oysters on oyster cream and chow chow, and Padma goes, I love the Padma.
We both Chow Chow.
Chow Chow. That reminds me of Hello, Hello.
That reminds me of the two things that Gail does when she wakes up. Chow Chow. Bless her heart.
A dog so nice they named it twice. Am I right, Gail? Am I right, Gail, Gail?
Hello, hello. Gail, Gail. Wow, it's fun to say these things twice. Mosasaurus, Mosasaurus.
So Nick is like, I did the crab croquette because the mouth is just so red. Is that what he said?
He says the flesh of the Mosasaurus's mouth is so bright red that I have a surprise of pepper puree in the inside of the fondant potato, and the pecans are in the flow of our menu. Well, it was a surprise until you announced it.
So you're saying the dinosaur's lifestyle is pecan flows? I'm really not understanding this challenge. Can someone explain the dinosaur lifestyle to me?
Can someone please explain what part of a pecan represents a giant sea monster jumping out and eating a crate of something or another?
And DeWanda's like, this is stunning. And Padma's like, I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm sorry. I was told that Bryce Canyon Howard would be here. Hi, excuse me. Hold on one second. Hi, is this Chris Pratt? Hi, this is Padma Lakshmi of the Emmy Award-winning Top Chef. Yes. So I was told that we would be, instead of having you, a CGI version of your Velociraptor friend, Blue. But instead we have DeWanda. Are we sure this is the correct booking?
Hi, Chris Pratt. I ordered Bryce Dallas something, and I got some lady who says dinosaurs. Can I have a return, please? Thank you.
Hi, Chris Pratt. Hi. So, hi. This is Padma Lakshmi.
This is Padma Lakshmi, too.
Emmy Award winning. Anyway.
Me, too.
I have a Hulu show. You may have seen it.
Oh, yes.
Taste the Nation.
Seen it. I saw it on the monitors because I was in it as well. Hi. Hi, super famous person.
Gail, Taste the Nation is not a command. Stop eating that Mac.
This is fun. When I told Gail the name of my new show, she literally poured Hershey's syrup all over an atlas and ate it.
Listen, I was trying to rent Howard the Duck, but instead I got some sort of Bryce Dallas, something or another. Yeah. Can you fix this for me, please?
Ow, my feet! You're sitting down, Padma. They still hurt. Get me a feet mat for sitting.
Well, I have to say, chefs, this is a beautiful start to the dinner, as long as you don't look at Gail, am I right?
I'm just glad Bryce isn't here after all. God knows what they would have served us.
Oh, Chris, tell Bryce congratulations on winning the Oscar for playing Tammy Faye Baker. Thank you.
So then, Padma's like, wow, let's start with Buddha. I mean, what a peaceful person, am I right? I mean, who can sit that long, just chubby in front of a tree? I mean, Gail doesn't even go outside.
I love the acid and the earthiness. What did you think, Joe? 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 I love you, DeWanda.
DeWanda, will you sign my muffin top?
Can you tell me about the dinosaur black market again?
And Kwame goes, wow, smoked alligator? No one else would even think of that. Really? You wouldn't think of the most dinosaur-y looking things in the Whole Foods for the dinosaur challenge?
Well, clearly not, since he was the only one who even attempted it.
That's true. And Tom is we are competing against quail in this episode. So,
so Tom is like, hey, I'm here too, actually, because I don't think you've mentioned me yet so far this entire episode. But
I don't want to mansplain in this one.
You can mansplain again, Gail. It's not the women's dinosaur challenge.
Oh, I don't want to humansplain. It's okay. The dinosaurs don't care.
Well, I've got to dinosplain this.
Well, you know, Nick's dish was a nice little hors d'oeuvres, but it wasn't like a real dish. It's sort of like, you know, going into mixology, one might say it's nice, but it's not real cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, GED is nice too, but having a cap and gown, that's something your father can put on the wall. So, you know, that's all I'm saying about that dish.
And Gail's like, you know, you just want more pepper. Shut up, Gail. Seriously.
I mean,
regular peppercorn, small peppercorn, Gail.
Bueller is like, bye. Like,
I'll tell you what it need. It starts with a gray and ends with an aridized. You know what I'm saying?
Those aren't available where I live. I know, Gail. I know.
Oh, really? They just pretty much just like give them away for free where I'm from. Strange. Anyway.
No, Gail. Not grains are paradise. Put down the roll, Gail.
No one's even served dinner rolls, Gail. Does that come from your purse?
So Gail's like, I mean, I know that he wanted to surprise you with the mouth that it's red. Okay, Gail, that doesn't mean you have to have Twizzlers in your mouth for crying out loud. Spit them out. Try to have a competition here.
Twizzlers, what do you want, a diet? So Padma's like, I loved a Mars dish too. And Joe's like, the texture of the chow chow. Right, DeWanda? Did DeWanda like it? Then I like it too.
DeWanda's like, there's something about fried oysters. I mean, it feels like home. I'm a Maryland girl. Joe's like, I'm a Maryland girl too. DeWanda, take me to Maryland.
And Tom's like, you know, I just, it's a dinosaur challenge. So, you know, I wanted something more graphic. You know, I want a ripped off arm. Okay. I want an ankle that's just on a plate. Like, I want violence. Okay, I want a car crash.
He goes, I wanted evidence of a kill. Oh, well, then you should follow Gail to Golden Corral.
I've never felt bad for mac and cheese before. Wow.
I didn't know mac and cheese could even bleed, but guess you learn something new every day.
So, guess what, guys? Joe's carrots were about to be a masterpiece. That someone was about to say, wait a minute, didn't they eat carrots one time in Jurassic Park?
Hey, remember when they had that comically dated carrot in Jurassic Park? Do you think anyone's going to serve us a comically dated carrot also? So, Joe, okay, one of the easiest things you could ever make, glazed carrots.
Oh, that's not true. A glazed carrot's not easy for me. I've failed at so many glazed carrots. I can't, like, how long do you have to cook a fucking carrot for? You're a carrot. You shouldn't be harder to cook than a potato, carrot.
But also, like, I mean, glazed carrots are nice, but I do feel like they're, I always think of them as, like, being sort of cloying. They can be really delicious, but I just feel like if you're going to do a glazed carrot on Top Chef, it's got to be a killer carrot. And I wonder if, like, once she declared that she was going to be making carrots on her dish, that she couldn't, like, leave them off, because Joe's carrots didn't take the glaze the way she wanted them to, which I thought was a funny way of saying the glaze is fucked up. She's like, didn't take to the glaze the way I wanted them to.
Oh, yeah, right, like the carrot fucked up, right? Like, oh, the carrot just didn't take to it.
Well, we had a play date with the carrot and the glaze, and unfortunately they just really didn't
they didn't get along, so.
And then she ran out of glaze, too. How do you run out of glaze?
It's like, you don't make enough glaze. Also, did you notice that Joe's plating was exactly the same as Evelyn. They both had a little pool of mush, like a little tiny circle puddle of mush. Really weird. So she ran out of glaze. I mean, Joe, like, I was rooting for you.
I've been rooting for you all season long.
Yeah. Jonathan Waxman, I know right now, just blocked you on his... You're going to be like, Jonathan, I got out of Top Chef. And that's it. It's the last time you're ever going to text him again.
He's like, well, hopefully. You certainly didn't try to do something stupid like reinvent the glazed carrot.
God, you know, the one scene in Jurassic Park I would never touch?
The dated carrot,
the carrot salad. I mean, just don't even touch it.
Also, by the way, as long as we're going to get into this, if you're going to do an homage to a culinary moment on Top Chef, there, to me, there's like really only one moment. It's the same scene, but it's like either the kids going into the ice cream or the freaking Jello on the spoon. But she goes for a carrot. That's
all
in the
I remember
background.
Is a nanny getting eaten by the thing that comes out of the water, because that shit was hilarious. And I remember a lot of Laura Dern looking like really worried about things. And I remember when the little one, I forgot his name again.
The Velociraptor?
Yeah, when that one scared you on top of the car, coming after him, chasing him around the car or whatever. Like Cujo. That was, I mean, what original great films. Thanks for ruining everything, modern times.
Yeah, I also feel like one of the biggest jokes in the original one was when they're racing away from the dinosaur, and then like the Tyrannosaurus is chasing them, and they look in the side view mirror and it says objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, and the dinosaur's mouth is like that. And it's like no one actually decided to make something that seemed like big. There was no big food.
Well, he was holding that big carrot in his mouth. It was a huge moment. I remember it. Carrots. Just what everybody remembers when they think of Jurassic Park.
So now with the what's Lakota's.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have to say this. Joe's like, you know, they didn't take to the glaze. So at this junction, the carrots just have to go on because when you cook simply, if you miss, you miss big. I was like, oh, so now you're better because you cooked simply. You're putting carrots on a fucking a piece of fucking chicken, quail, or whatever.
Put it in the quail at this point. You put everything else in the quail. Just hide it in the quail.
Girl. So,
Quetzalcoatlus.
Quetzalcoatlus. Look how I wrote it. That's how you spell it, though, right? I think I tried to do that right. Yeah, Quetzalcoatlus. That's too much dinosaurs. That's too much.
Well, either way, Evelyn, I think it was Evelyn who says it. She goes, she's like, well, this dinosaur, it's the dinosaur that flies. It's also an omnivore. It also knows like every chef in Houston. So it's sort of like me. Also, its lifestyle was very similar to Southeast Asian food.
So I've made pork pad thai. It's like, wait, Evelyn, what?
Pork pad thai. And I use this balsamic to make a portrait of my favorite local chef.
This was Selena's favorite pork. They're like, wait a minute, Evelyn.
Selena's favorite dinosaur. Well, the thing is that, so the air part comes because she basically took a sweet potato puree and she aerated it. So that would be the air part, which I felt like, no, that was a stretch.
Aerating sweet potatoes is a stretch in general. You don't need to aerate a sweet potato is already a sad, wussy, regular potato. Okay, it's already an apology for not being a russet potato. You don't need to aerate it on top of that. So she's like, well, you know, it flew, it's an omnivore, it ate everything. Oh really? So you shaped it like Gale, just roundish. This is actually very creative.
I'm sorry, you said that this is supposed to eat everything, and I'm just looking at, don't seem to see any grains of paradise. Wow, they really are rare, aren't they? So then Ashley, she serves up a Shito Wingo with watermelon, or a Shito Wing maybe, not a Wingo, a Shito Wingo. A Shito Wing with watermelon radish, or relish. And she's like, oh, and I've also included a finger bowl because it's meant to be eaten with hands. And Patman goes, yes, they are. You're correct.
Finally, Gail got one right. Broken clocks and all that.
Gail, the finger bowl is for your fingers. Take your face out of that thing.
Oh, so Joe's like, wow, that animal ate everything. Oh, no, sorry, I was being Joe Flam. She's like, yeah, the animal like ate everything, so I decided to stuff a quail with everything, barbecue stuffed quail, and Padma's get to Padma's face, and she's like, it's like I'm saying but with yes, with less and just a solid and an H in front. You do the math, beautiful mind.
So they start eating, and Kwame really likes Evelyn's, and DeWanda goes, yeah, there's ginger and garlic. Wow, that's almost just like Nigerian and Southeast Asian food.
And Gail's like, black garlic sauce is fantastic. And Padma's like, well, the watermelon salad Ashley gave us, it's amazing.
Then DeWanda's like, well, I live in L.A., and it reminds me of being able to buy some fruit on the side of the road. And Padma's like, oh, go on. I love the geographical name-dropping, but also making yourself sound like you're still one of the people. Keep going. And so DeWanda's like, you know, I love buying some mango, some watermelon, some cayenne and lime. It's one of my favorite tastes. And it cuts to Gail just squinting at DeWanda like, liar, liar. You don't buy those things. I know you don't buy those things.
I was too. I was kind of, I was like, okay, DeWanda. Like, I have not met many people in LA who are like, you know what I want today? Some street fruit.
It was very Caroline Fleming. She's like, you know, one of my favorite things is to walk along the meadows and lie with the strawberries and blueberries.
She was. Mushrooms. You're like, you're trying to romanticize this, but we've all been to the same fruit vendor in Hollywood. Okay, I live down the street from the guy, and actually, it is good. It's like the salted fruit or the sugary fruit or whatever. But we've all been there, and yes, there is a guy selling fruit in a bag, but there's someone shitting on the sidewalk next to him, DeWanda. Okay, let's stop trying to make this like I was running through the fields of Los Angeles.
What do you guys all think about Ashley's chicken wing? Tom, do you have anything to say that could perhaps be turned very easily into a Gale joke?
Well, it's not crispy enough.
Say that in a different way, please.
It's not, you know, it's like the degree my son never got. Not crispy enough, you know?
Tom.
What?
Tom, I'm trying to set you up here for a joke, okay? It's, say the word, Tom. Say what the wing is like.
I need a more graphic. I need a more violent wing.
Rhymes with schmabby.
This wing is Gabby. I went to school with a girl named Gabby. Now that's a girl who became a chef. Wow. Whoa.
Oof. Oh, just say it, Tom. Okay, well, you know what? It's a little flabby. Oh, thank God. Took you long enough.
Duanda, you want to take this one? You've been here long enough.
You know, when I see flabby wings, it reminds me of walking down Echo Park Boulevard, the ins and the outs, little alley cats coming here and fro. And every now and then I see a piece of garbage just blowing across the street and I say, wow, what a flabby piece of garbage. Okay, Tawanda, you did it wrong.
Well, what about the quail that Joe gave us?
Well, you know, I needed it to be more graphic, you know. I wanted to see it. You know what crash test dummy you see on the commercials where they just slam the car into the wall and the chicken wing just smashes the brains all over it? You're thinking, oh my God, how did that dummy ever make it out of there? That's what I wanted to see. These wings are still on the bone. What? Whoop.
You know, the best part about going to crash tests is when you watch those dummies, they crash and the legs are all mangled up. And then afterwards, as you pick them up, you say, well, crash test dummy, the good news is you still can compete in Last Chance Kitchen.
18 times. You know, I just need more violence. I need more gore. And Batman's like, you obviously haven't been to Gales on Netflix and Chill Night. Don't ever bring her a bucket of fried chicken. Good God, it was like watching Platoon.
She literally took the bucket and held it over her head while Adagio for Strings played. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I saw that bucket on the floor later, and the Captain Fried Chicken was actually covering his face on the logo.
What's his name? Colonel Sanders.
Captain Fried Chicken.
I quit.
Have you ever seen Armageddon?
So Kwame is like,
you don't like the carrots.
The carrots. I don't like what happened with the carrots. And Padma's like, they don't look or taste glazed.
Who made these? Bryce Howard Dallas?
I'm gonna say the same thing Gail said the last time she ate a bagel. These don't look or taste glazed.
Hey, can we get Frances Fisher back here to tell us more about her movie?
So Gail's like, the carrots were just like an afterthought. Story of your life. So then we go to Jay, and Jay is just made. I mean,
there's like piles of lamb and bread.
Oh, she's just made everything. She's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, so I'm gonna have some noodles here, some different meats over here. It's like a weird charcuterie tray.
Yeah. So, so the food comes out, and Padma goes, "Ooh, yay!"
Because Jackson has put his bloody Velociraptor raspberry print or whatever on his chocolate cake plate, and they're like, oh my God, that is the most creative thing I've ever seen. It's like any other season he would have been ripped apart for serving them a little fucking brown piece of chocolate cake with a raspberry. I mean,
Jackson, we love your tribute to Wilson the Volleyball. Now tell us how this relates to Jurassic Park. So Tom is really excited about that. And so Jay is serving first, and she's made a lamb duo. And she's like, it's a rack of lamb that is spiced. And also there's a spicy lamb meatball with a pickled Napa cabbage. And there's also the top tier of a wedding cake on there, and a bouillabaisse, and a crawfish boil.
And then Luke serves his, and he's like, well, these dinosaurs are from Mongolia, so I did Mongolian beef with broccoli. And Big Jackson's like, well, firstly, I'd like to apologize because the Velociraptor came and he killed a chef.
Gail, are you scared? DeWanda, stop acting it out. We know you're an actress. We get it.
He killed a chef that could actually taste. I mean,
I feel like, by the way, Ronnie, you overlooked the most important part of Luke's dish, which is it was beef and broccoli, braised short rib with onions, and a seaweed broth.
Of course.
It was a seaweed broth. I was like, wow, he's, once again, I was like, when he said he's doing, you know, beef and broccoli, Mongolian style, I was like, oh, okay, well, if the seaweed thing ends here. Nope, seaweed broth.
A seaweed just keeps on coming. So, fudge cacao cake with, I can't. So Padma goes, thank you, and they leave. So Gail's like, well, you could really tell that Jay was trying to push herself, but the lamb is soft and soggy. Okay, you know what? Tell your Apple Watch to stop giving me your fitness updates, Gail. All right, we're trying to touch a show here.
Gail, enough about your underwear. Burn. So Kwame's like, well, I found things that I liked, but the dish didn't really come together. And so then they go to the beef and broccoli, and Gail goes, you know, I think it worked. I mean, he's in the swamp. Gail, I mean, now you're just cracking on yourself at this point.
But my short rib was really tough. And Joe's like, you can tell he really struggled with that pressure cooker.
That's so sad. I mean, come on. How do you go on Top Chef, a show where you have to make 5-course meals in 5 seconds, and not know how to use a pressure cooker? I just don't get it. It's like going on Survivor and not knowing how to make a fire or, well, you know, tie a couple of sticks together or whatever.
I know. Yeah, so Joe's definitely like, yeah, he definitely struggled with the pressure cooker. But DeWanda, I know how to use a pressure cooker. Can I use the pressure cooker for you, DeWanda?
So then they start talking about Jackson's cake. And Tom's like, well, you know, someone decided to, yep, go for it. I mean, that's violent. It looks like, you know, that could be a human. Dead. Dead human. What? Delicious.
You know what? This is a fun movie. I mean, you go with your whole family. You get scared. It's an adventure. Gail may poop her pants. And that's just when she sees the advertisements for popcorn.
What is Padme even doing here?
She's trying to...
This dish is a fun movie. Now, this is a movie. A chocolate cake. You take the whole family to it.
The fuck? When are you guys falling all over yourselves for a fucking chocolate cake? I can't with you.
I mean, look at this. I practically see Kathleen Turner's face in it. Is this Romance in the Stone or what?
I'd love the crumbly corner of the brownie that everyone fights for. It's her version of Street Fighter.
There's a battle you win every single time.
We have to start calling Gail Jean Shallot, okay? Here's some glasses.
No one's going to that movie, Gail. Brownie fights.
What's the opposite of a blockbuster?
So judging time. So Padma's like,
we asked you to create a Jurassic progressive dinner for that redheaded lady who I forgot the name of, but isn't famous enough to be standing next to Chris Pratt, one of my dear friends of all time. Hello? Hi, Chris. No, I'm sorry, but I still haven't watched your sitcom, Parks and Recreation. I'm too busy. I just really like you for you. Bye now.
Hold on. I'm getting a phone call from my dear friend, Patricia Wedding. Hi. So good to hear from you. No, we don't have any leftover cake. It was too good. It was a feast for the senses. It had it all. I laughed. I cried. It's better than cats. Which, by the way, Gail ate a cat tonight. Isn't that crazy? Okay, bye, Patricia.
So Tom's like, it was a mixed bag. You know, there were some good things, but you know what? I didn't see a lot of murder or death, you know, so that was fun. But you know what? Look where we are. You know, we're in a place of, you know, it's a fucking dinosaur museum. What are we doing here? I think we deserve some more respect, you know?
The team that ruled the world today, I'm sorry, let me say that again. The team that ruled the world today is the Brown team. Nick, Jackson, and Evelyn. Oh, and Jackson just put a bloody handprint right on Nick's face. That was nice. Oh, look, Evelyn, stop waving at the fossils. They know who you are. We get it.
Jackson, out of all of the dishes, yours was the most graphic. It was beautiful. And Joe loved it. He's like, I mean, just over the top playful. I mean, a chewy, fudgy cake. Who doesn't like that?
Right, Dawn. Can I call you Dawn?
She's gone, Joe. We sent her home. Listen, our rental with the gel mat was up. She had to go.
When DeWanda realized at commercial break that Bryce Dallas Howard was never coming out, she said, fuck this noise, I'm out as well. Bye.
As the winning team, the three of you get to attend the premiere of Jurassic Park World Domination and have fun at the premiere because I'll be attending a book reading by Noam Chomsky instead.
So Jax is like, oh my god, I can't wait to go to the movie and taste that popcorn. Oh, I mean.
Try not to embarrass yourself any further.
So the red team is on the bottom, and it was Jay, Buddha, and Joe. And Buddha has immunity. And Padma's like, but Buddha, even if you didn't have immunity, you wouldn't go anywhere. Your dish was fabulous. It was a movie the whole family could go to. I mean, Meryl Streep, which child will she have murdered? Who can say? Fun for all of us, am I right?
I mean, when I took a bite of that, I was like, wow, did Kristen Scott Thomas just die in a cave somewhere? This is a movie.
I just knew that Emma Thompson was crying about something somewhere when I tasted that little beet alligator thing.
God, when I've been into that, I sense so much sexual and repressed energy between Emma Thompson and Anthony Hopkins that they never acted upon.
So, Gail's like, that was truly a beautiful plate of food. And Brad was like, Jay, were you happy with the way your lamb came out?
If you would like to cry, now is your chance.
Go ahead, Jay. Let's pause. Let's do like they did movies in the old day. Just pause it for 15 minutes. Everyone, you can go pee. This non-famous person is going to cry. Jay.
So Kwame says that her lamb was it mushy?
A little musy. Mushy, yeah.
Mushy, because I wrote down musy also. And Gail
that's
was like...
That's weird. Do you think that's a weird autocorrect to musy? Yeah, it's weird. Who does that? We both did it.
And then wow. Gail is like, "What? Well, there was a lot on your plate, and I was impressed.
Oh, really, Pot? Have fun on that conversation with the kettle.
You know, it sort of felt like a collection of ingredients as opposed to a dish. Sort of like when you have all the components of something, and instead of applying it to a career that your father could guide you along, you just let those components sit there and become a mixologist.
Joe, you were one of the few chefs who tried to give us something anatomical. But wow, it really did suck.
Well, at least as anatomical as a quail stuffed with nuts can be. But those carrots seem so Gale-like. I'm sorry, I meant sad.
You tried to give us something anatomical? It is anatomical. It's a quail. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's my drag name, Anatomical. So
they're just out of drag names.
So Joe was like, well, you know.
Water bottle.
My drag name.
DeWanda. So then Joe is like, she's like, well, my main thing was that I just was very worried about the quail. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, you know, I just wanted to make sure the quail was cooked. She's fine. Look, she's right here. Don't worry about her. The quail, not the gale. Oh.
Well, listen, you can't say stuffed quail right when you're sitting next to a stuffed gale. You just confuse the audience. Am I right, moviegoers?
As someone who has... written some thoughts about movie writing. I have to say, it was very confusing what you just said there, Joe.
And Tom was like, well, it was cooked. It was overcooked. Yep. So, I mean, that was violent in the wrong way. Yep. Okay, that's just when someone falls down the stairs and dies. That's not violent. That's just stupid. You don't want to see people die like that. I want to see bloody handprints. That's it.
I want to see Samuel L. Jackson's arm come off of this plate by accident. That's the sort of violence I want.
You know what I want? Snakes on a plane. That's it. I said it. Snakes on a plane.
I want this quail to climb up some power lines. And if the power happens to come back, so be it.
I want this quail to come out in a gimp costume. And I want someone getting stabbed in the heart with some adrenaline.
Like, well, Tom, stick with the one movie, Tom. All right.
How did we even get to Samuel Jackson films, Tom?
Okay. I want this quail to have an identical twin quail, but it gets mixed up with a chicken. They're raised, the quail and the chicken are raised as sisters.
That's not even a scary movie, Tom. There was no violence in Big Business, Tom.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Wow. So, Joe, did you find the Gale Gale refreshing? He's like, I really did.
So Joe liked DeMar's Gale. Kwame chow, said it's the best chow chow he'd ever had. And Joe, he liked Luke's presentation, but the beef could have been more tender. Basically... Tastes like a leather shoe, right?
And Gail's like, I loved your broth, but I didn't see the connection to Mongolia, so I'm not really sure what that was. Did you just know that beef was eaten in Mongolia? That was a great film, Mongolia. What a film. I mean, what a slice of life.
Angelina Jolie's work in Mongolia took my breath away. I sounded like this. Because all my breath was gone. Am Magnolia. I thinking of the right film? Oh, I was thinking Magnolia? Of Hackers. Hackers.
Who is in Magnolia? I'm trying to think of that.
That was Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise and my dear friend, Ali Wong. I believe she was in that.
I just remember frogs falling from the sky and hitting someone's windshield, and I thought, wow, Gail's doing another car wash.
I believe Philip Seymour Dallas Howard was in that.
So, then Ashley is also on the bottom, and Kwame's like, there was a bitter note. Was that sauce over reduced? And she's like, well, I mean, I didn't think it was over-reduced, but, I mean, I could be wrong. And Patton was like, wow, you know what? I really wanted some punch, and I don't really think you achieved that today, so Gail, come here. Bye, punchless wonders. You're all terrible. Bye, stupids.
Well, first, now it's time for them to deliberate. And Patton was like, first, we need to establish who the worst team is. And then from there, we should see who is the least famous. And then from there, we should see who's going to cry the fastest. And then from there, we should remind them that they didn't win a James Beard Award.
Well, you know, the most negative comments went to Joe and Jay tonight.
But there were more mistakes with them than the other team combined.
I mean, those two talk about Mosasaurus, am I right?
Losersauruses, both of them.
And then Padma doesn't even mince words. She just, they're like, okay, so they're the losing team. Okay, I think Joe should go.
Yeah, she goes, Joe should go. And Kwame's like, me too. I mean, I didn't enjoy anything on that dish. And they show it, and she has that little twin puddle of sweet potato like Evelyn or whatever it was. It's
very anatomical, correct?
Very, wow, how anatomical. That little puddle of whatever it is. Whoa.
It really reminded me of a quail that had eaten too much and had to relieve itself on a plate.
So Tom's like, Kwame, you mentioned you didn't like anything about Joe's. Well, I didn't like anything about Jay's. I mean, the meatballs were rubber. I didn't like it at all.
I was like, whoa, these judges are pissed off today.
I think being under like a skeleton for an entire day somehow does something to you.
So yeah.
Joe Flam is like, I mean, for me, there's a lot of issues with Jay's dish. But there was a base of flavor at the very least. And also, can we talk about DeWanda? I mean.
I'm sorry, who?
And Tom's like, I just didn't like Jay's dish at all.
Yeah, he just did not like it. So then in the stew room, Noma's all depressed. He's like, I'm never going to work again. And Jay's like, listen, guys, not every day is a great day. But every day, we still wake up. So, that's how I look at life. It's like, wow, Jay. That's really...
really profound.
You know, it's like every time I ask my meemaw, how's it going? I'm still here. Okay, well, good to see you.
Red team, you had our least favorite dishes of the day, and one of you will be going home. Mm. Green team, please step to the side into that pit of fire.
Enjoy your mediocrity, Matt. It's got the regular floor you're feeling under your feet.
We just put down some tea towels. You can stand on those. They don't have much support.
But... those are tea towels from a Wednesday wedding. Enjoy it, middle of the weekers.
They belong to the museum, but they said we could use them.
Well, chefs, you know, this is one of those challenges that makes you think. You can be playful, you can have fun, but at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the poor. There were struggles, there were wars, there's something and no one can hear you, but you still have a chance on Top Kitchen. Top left us, last kitchen, 18 times. Until you're not living, that means you're literally dead. And if it's violent, I hope somebody makes a plate after you. Papa?
Joe, your stupid carrots are the worst thing I ever ate in my life. You're going home.
Padma's like, Joe, you're not only going home, you're going home to one of Tom's worst end monologues of all times. What a family film that people wouldn't go to.
And then so Joe does the thing where she tries to turn this into something very positive. She's like, you know, over the past few challenges, it felt like I just couldn't swim out of the middle, but I'm like really proud of myself for being not exemplary.
But I'm still here, and there are amazing chefs that beat me. So that's something. Wow. All right.
Well, I guess I couldn't swim out of the middle, but the Mosasaurus didn't get me.
I love the confidence of Top Chef because they started showing Last Chance Kitchen after. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't either because honestly, I'm like, I don't want to. I just don't want, like, I saw you get kicked off once and that was satisfying enough. But they started with the first one with the caterer lady who got kicked off with the glasses. What was her name? And she's like, now listen, may have gotten eliminated, but it's because I wasn't feeling good. And today I'm here to prove that this is bullshit and I'm going to take everything. You're gone. Okay, well, this was great being here. They just set the door. Like, no, talk about yourself with more confidence. And they're like, and you're kicked off now. Bye, stupid. That brings us to the end of Top Chef.
Thank you all for listening. There's still time to get tickets for our awesome show. There's actually only like 2 rows left. So go get tickets if you're on the fence. And then we got Houston and
Two
Dallas.
2 rows of 500 people each. I'm just kidding.
And then we got Houston and Dallas. Dallas, our grand finale. And you never know who might show up. So anyway, we will see you there.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches. It's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.